Of Gvinas Akum. So the Gemara brings down a lot of different reasons why they master Gvinas Akum, why they ask Gvinas Akum. The different reasons why Gvinas Akum is going to be Aser. The Gemara first brings down that it's Rishon Niker, which is as Giloy. The Gemara says Elamati Yavsha Tishteri, if it's Giloy, so if it's old, it should be Mutter Yashin Tishteri. If it dries out, it's old, it should be Mutter. So the Gemara says, since the passive place is Chalav, so therefore that's the reason why it's going to be Asa. So, Chitish Rashi is that the Gemara is saying a new reason. The Gemara is saying, the Asa is Chalav, Ben Agumet Shalagvina, Nisher Min Achalav, Achalav Shachav Avichavim, and so it's going to be Asa. Maybe it's Chalav Tamei, but Chalav Tamei in the Aymed, and here if Tamei Betar, Tamei Nisher Misuvi Chaba. And therefore, it's called Hamza Seminatari, therefore, they would gaze on it in order because it's in Passover. And it's a Chalav, if that's the reason why it's going to be us. In fact, Tosfos says that, according to Rashi, we're saying a whole new reason. The Saito is saying the reason is also as Niker, as Kiloi. The Mars is saying the new reason, Alts, we're worried about the Sukha Chalav, the milk in between the cheese, and worry about the really this Chalav Tami inside. So, in fact, Tosfos, number one, why didn't say Ella? Kash number two, and Tosfos is Chishaita. How do we Chishaita Chalav Shaita Shaib by Chalav Tami? There's a guy, a shaita, there's now a marav chalav tamei in order to have to show you deish and oimid. It's not oimid, so why in the world would you do such a stupid thing? Is it a shaita that you do such a thing? Elamai Tosis is chaylik and says that it's not, Gemara's not saying the reason, it's more saying hemshech of the svar of Niker. So what's the marav chadav in Rashi? The chaylik Tosis is a shtaketaina on, it's a shtaketaina on Rashi. That l'chayra, why in the world would you do such a thing? It's why would the guy put in chalav tamei if he's making cheese? Is he straight to do such a thing? He's not going to do such a thing. Why is it going to be us? So there's some sefer in Kiv Zayin said it's Mahalach, that he says that the Vaisachos, that by Chalav Akum, Pshad is even though there's no Chash at all, and the Zerat Sai is going to do it, and the Goy is not going to do such a thing. He's not going to do such a thing. Alpha Pekain, Chazal came along and asked for Chalav Akum the minion, and they asked it. And once has the shame Chalav Akum on it, then even if there wouldn't be any Chash at all, it's going to be Aser because Chazal asked it. Because Chazal made Exer, Chalav Akum. Certain times they match it. You saw Caesar, you saw could come in. It's a Vinichnas, ultimate Gedarim, which we saw. Once you're out of that, you don't have those Cheshbainas. You don't have that, or you saw singing, or you saw Vinichnas, or it could come in. Then Chazal asked it. And even if I have another Chetimsa to make it, why there would be no sad that there's going to be Chalav, they put in Chalav Tameh, why? Because he's making it for cheese. Still, Chazal asked it, and it's going to be also, even though there's zero chashash at all. And that was the famous Chassam Sefer, which we spoke about by Riches, when we did the Suga of Chav Yisrael Chalav Akum, that the Chassam Sefer doesn't hold of the Prichada, Shatav Ein David Tamei Be'idra, he doesn't hold that either, because that's just a mathematical cheshbon to figure out how we know that there is no Chalav Tamei over here. But it's not Chav Yisrael, you don't have Yisrael. And Chazal asked anything once you're out of the Gedarim. Even though we have another way of figuring it out, we see from this Rashi that it's going to be us. And who did not say that? And like the Malach HaDavar Moshe, the Chazanish, that government regulating is going to help. Because government regulating just does it, that now we know, according to Akapashis, that we know that there's no Chalav Tamei inside of it. According to Chazam Sefer, they asked it, but and Kozman doesn't have a shame of Chav Yisrael on it. And even though you have other ways of figuring out why it's not considered that it's chalav, that's chalav tamei there, it's going to be aser. And the Rai is coming from this Rashi. The Rashi says that it's aser when you're making for cheese. Even when you're making cheese, there's zero tzad a person to do that. By Sechais, it's going to be aser. Now, Ramosha and the Chazanish both say, if you look at Rashi slowly and closely, Rashi says, here's just Rizal Gavina, Bing Guma Shagvina, Nishar Min Chalav Tamei, Shechav Echavim, Veni Soreu, Aser, Dum Irbe Chalav Tamei. Rashi definitely seems to be working off the premise that there's a tzad over here that goy put in the chalav tamei over here. Not that it's going to be safe. The nusach is it's aser. Why is giving sakam aser? Because it's chalav akam. So chalav aser. It's not an asavinian, and we don't have to reckon so much the fact that there is chalav tamei over here. But look at Rashi. Rashi seems to have a tzad that the goy put in the chalav tamei, and the chalav tamei is not going to be umid. And he's definitely dealing and reckoning with very seriously with that tzad. Therefore, both Moshe and Chazan went to the Rashi's Apella. The Rashi is not like the Chazan Sefer. Elmer, what's the Yisod HaDavar? You have to say, maybe originally the guy was planning on making, selling it for milk. Then afterwards he changed his mind. So he mixed in the Chalav Tamei with the Chalav Tar. Then afterwards he changed his mind and decided to go ahead and mix in and make it for cheese. And no matter, there would still be a sad that the guy went ahead and mixed it in. and therefore it's going to be aser. And nothing to do with what? Rashi, okay. So, Rashi says no time in the world they'll do it, right? So that's something we'll collect Rashi Tais. Rashi knows that they asked it, Tais said, right? We're telling you, okay. Now, so the Gemara says that one reason is also a sneaker. Then the Gemara says another reason is because the Maimon it in our Kavas Nevela. The Maimon in our Kavas Nevela. That's the reason why it's going to be also. In fact, Tais is. Now, the Messiah says you put the cheese into the keva and then makes the cheese, makes the milk into cheese. It curdles up and makes it into cheese.
The keva is something within the.
It's like a rennet. Rennet. It's the.
I know it's rennet, but we don't know rennet.
Wait a second. Let's see it. Hold on a second. So, what you do is you take the cheese, you put it in, you put this into it. And it's basically when you make milk, so you have milk. The stuff that comes to the top is like.
Whey.
The fatty stuff. There's like a cream which comes to the top. That cream, they basically skim milk means they take off all the cream and there's 0% fat in there. Not skim milk because they have some percentage of the cream and they mix it back in. From that cream, directly they make butter from it, and they make butter from the cream. Yeah, they make it into butter. The milk, so they can make the milk into cheese by putting in some type of rennet. And it's like exactly what it is, and then that makes it, the milk into the cheese. Yeah, so like upon him, so basically the rennet or the archivist, the veil of here is a makes the milk turn into cheese. Fractasis that we have to come to the nevela. Typically, that it's going to be basav chalav because you're putting it in part of a kevus and nevela. So why does Davka Nevela? Rashi says best of a chalav. So he says Davka Nevela, the ikabay sur deraisa. Nevela is the best of deraisa. You can have the time of the nevela. Av v'shchuta mishabas chalav like the sur deraisa. It's an emetzainimu that out the shchuta regular. If it's not nevela, it's not going to be also why because by bas chalav has to be a hat. When it's cold, it's not that bishlas v'tera. Therefore, it's not going to be also. The only issue of here is inside the nevela shabai. You know you have nevela shabai. So therefore, that's why it's going to be also. Mashiach going to be doing basav chalav. It's saying it's going to be derabanan. I is maimin it. Maim is only derabanan. Like upon him by basav chalav. It's only going to be derabanan, and it's not going to be deraisa. It's because we have another reason why it's also is because the maimin in the archive is the veil and scanning the tam. It's scanning the tam on the veil, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be also. The Taz brings down from the Rimagash, why isn't it about the Bashisham? Raymond Aban says, Maimed it, you put our carvings in the Vela, but that should be about the Bashisham. The Tam of the Vela which goes in, the Maisa should be about the Bashisham, so therefore why isn't it going to be Aser? So one Malachi says is because it's a Maimed, that the Galach is as long as the Maimed is Aser, being that it's the cause of the milk to go from milk to cheese. And it's the creation of it, therefore, Maim is going to be also. Then, so why Maim is also? Maim is like Ben, or the whole part of Bittel is Bittel when something when it's not Nicker anymore. And if you Maim is something being that exists and it's Nicker, therefore, it's not going to be Bata. So, they're being over there, that's a Maim, therefore, it's going to therefore it's going to be Aser. For example, from the Raivi says that anything Chazal asks Abishakim, Bittel Raivi doesn't help, in order that you shouldn't be Kadesh Lifetsu, Kavish Kikbu Taima. That he brings up in the Raz with Chiddush that by when dealing with Machali Akar, you have to be more machmer. We want to keep you away from it. That's what he's saying. What? One second. And therefore he says he wants to aser because being over here that Chazal over here did not want to be mekel on by Machali Akar because in order to, it shouldn't be a pritza. Therefore they're more machmer over here and they said therefore it's not going to be batal. Yeah, now according to that Kipshuri, that's not halacha. We see many times when we're brought down, there is Bittul Besamach by Chalav Akam, Gvinas Akam, and other reasons. The Chor, the Rajwa. Going back and forth, right? But the kids are the Rajwa, the Maisu, and Abdi, so I scout the halacha. So, Gabon, there's different reasons why they asked Gvinas Akam. So, Tosis says, and the Maisu, most of the reasons don't apply b'zman hazeh. So therefore, Tosfos says, is there any reason to ask for b'zman hazeh? He says, if the reason's out, giloy, so giloy, we're going to see in the next sugya, that giloy is aser, that the halacha is that mashkin, which is out, It's also as gili. What's gili? Gili is a place that a snake went inside, put its poison inside, and being that it put its poison inside, it's going to be dangerous afterwards to drink it or to wash your hands with it. Use it for a shower also. That's why in Bnei Brak, the Machim were on gili. So the Negovasser, they cover the Negovasser, you know, by the bed, they cover it with some type of covering. Because gili is not just the iser dafka in the drinking, it's also iser in the washing also. The more being that we're not so machmor gili, being that snakes are not mosi beinenu, we don't have snakes going around the most regular. If you live in a place, if you live in a society or a city where there aren't snakes going around, then you do not have to be machmor gili. If you're in a place where there are snakes, then echanami gili does live on. If you're
up, snakes.
What do you say? Yeah. We'll get to it in the next sermon why the machmor zman is there. But if you're placed with our snakes, you live in where?
Congo.
Who?
Congo.
No, it could be in the Catskills, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. Depends where you are. I have no idea. I don't know. My days when I was it's been a while. I say like I was at camp, which was on a swamp. It was like
doesn't woke up and next to your bed there was a snake.
But
Ruben for sure.
Okay, it depends. Depends. I guess it depends what camp you went to. Frankie, where do you go camp? I'm not following. Okay, fine. To stay, those camps don't have problems. Okay. Anyhow, I'll go find him. So therefore, being that we have snakes as well as that, therefore it's not a gear, but any time you place with our snakes, so it would yes be an issue. Aye, Chazal asked it. There's a varit upshaz. The Chazal only asked the place with their snakes. Even Bizman Chazal, when they asked the Gila, is only place with that snakes. The place where they have snakes, Chazal didn't answer, and therefore it's not going to be in the gay. Sifat Teisa says that let's go through the reasons. Ask the snakes, don't worry about it. Out, archives in the Vela, he says the places do, they do in Prachim. That over there they do it in prachim. They don't make cheese nowadays, and with harkevis avei they do in prachim. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. If a place do the keva, so then he brings down yesh tam ksas l'isser mishmokam lekeva v'ira v'kesavas v'chalav. Like upon him, Taisa says that lemaisa that bezman hazeh. If they're not maimed at bezman hazeh, they're not maimed in our keva. Therefore, the Taisa bezman hazeh should be no reason why it should be aser. Because you don't have the taimim, and gila is not negeya. The ma'isa, the Rambam and other Rishonim say they know. The gevinas akum is something which they asserted, they made a gzera, they asserted it with, they asserted it. And loy pul chachamim, and different chachamim passes. Gevinas akum asur b'nei, shemitas haba arkeus, shkidasam shenavela. I feel only about something asur. And the Rambam says that the gevinas akum is a b'yasser, even they put on something as a b'yasser. What's the reason why? It's like the Taz. Gvinas Niskev and Bishop Adi Esther will plug on and give me the Kashminasai Gamaksha. He says, number one, why still live on the Gzer? Because some people of Bismanazah are Maimed of Bismanazah Gam or Novela. Mashenke Gilo is mutter nowadays because no Gilo at all. Mashenke, here you still have the success of the time because I want to answer in this massive. But my says, some people still do it, therefore that's one reason why it's going to be Asr. The second reason is Asr as Gilo. I mind Bismanazah as Mutter as Gilo. He says, over there, the only reason to answer over there is as Gilo. Therefore, when there is no Kshash Gilo, it's Mutter when the Kshash Gilo is going to be Aser. Mashiach, the other reasons why Aser is, one reason, not seven, eight reasons, Arla, Chazer, Gilo, Arkham is Nevela. So if we matter over here, because there are no snakes being Matsi, so they're going to be Makel even when there are snakes, because I think the Iker reason is going to be the other reason. And being that there's going to be a takala, therefore it's going to be also bezmanazah. I'm going to finish reading the Mechaber Paskins, now like Tosfos, like Rishonim, like Venus Akum is going to be aser. And even if you know for sure that Imam Basavim is going to be aser. Now, how do you know that Imam Basavim? What's Mechaber talking about? He says, even Imam Basavim is going to be aser. How did he know that? So it can't be that he watched it, because Ramaz says if you watch it, then it's called Chavis Kavinas Sol.
So the Mechaber agrees with
it? It's not the Mechaber over there. Kibshuta is talking about, we didn't see it, still we know it. How do we know? So Ramaz and Shuvah says, Beis Mem Ches, he says the way you know it is talking about, because that's the derech, everyone does it like that. You don't do Chishish, this is the way, the normal, commonly way of making cheese, the Fevach HaZakah, that's what they did, and therefore, and that's the way you know that was done dafka with hasavim, and still afa bekein is going to be also. There's another point to say that maybe it tastes differently. Maybe you could maybe stick it by the taste. And even if you know, well,
Ram says nicker.
Ram says nicker, right? Even that the mashmeis Ram is that's going to be nicker, and being that it's nicker the taste, still afa bekein we're going to answer. Chein minug vein lefers geder. This is the minig that's aser. Don't be parsed geder going to be matred. And loy mukav is nagu bem heter mikadmoinim. Let's say a heter mikadmoinim. Why do we have to mikadmoinim? What is mikardaver?
Taisus.
Mikardaver by taisus. If this place is nagu like taisus, you're good to go. If the place is not nagu like taisus, then it's going to be an issue. Now, we're not familiar with any places. It does not seem like nowadays the minig is like taisus. It does not seem to be like that. It seems the minig is like Venus Akim is going to be aser. And even if you know for sure the Imam Basavim is going to be us. Now, in order to make it Gvinas Yisrael, so there are basically three Eifanim, really, how it's placed and discussed in terms of making a Gvinas Yisrael. So, one Eifan is the Shach brings down is that if the Yisrael does the actual process, he puts the rennet into the milk and does the actual. What time is it? Does the actual process? 50? Does the actual process of making it into cheese? If the soda does the actual process of making it into cheese, so then fresh air. If it does the actual process of making it into cheese, so then the lach is then that's called Venus Yisrael. So if the mashkia goes ahead and puts in the rennet into the cheese in order to make it into cheese, that's going to make it into Gvinas Yisrael. Now that's not such a practical eitza. It's not practical. Mashkia will be running around and making the cheese all the time, and it's not the most practical eitza. Eitza number two is Rama discusses Yisrael sees the Asiyas Gvinas. The Chaliva is going to be mutter. The Chaim Minig Pashim Bechom Medina Seivel. Rama says the Minig Klaisol is that if the Yisrael goes ahead and sees the process of cheese being made, then he sees the chaliva, sorry, he sees the milking, sees the cheese. We know there is no chash of any milk being in there. We know, and sees the whole chalav tami there. He sees the whole process. It's like the Ramah, then it's going to be mutter because that's called Gvinas Yisrael. And the fact that he sees it, what?
That's
the Shach Barichas argues, he says that the whole sad to Makara Dover the Marzimeko is coming from the Aguda. The Aguda says that if your soul is watching it, it's going to be okay. Now, Batsam, the Aguda is Aguda in Shabbos, and he says the other kind of Gvinas are really Chavim Nesaka B'Shabbos, so Reu. Batsam over there is Shabbos to get in. Your soul is watching the guy in Shabbos doing it, and the Shabbos is an Isra because you're watching the guy doing it, and that's what the Aguda is. I'm talking about. It's not handling whether it's mutter gvinas akum or chalav akum. About it's gvinas akum and it's also to eat mutter ba'ana. So it's talking about the yid is watching it and he's just watching to make sure the guy's doing a good job. And he's talking about it's a Shabbos, it's not a problem. But about it, you know it's also to eat. Yeah, it's also to eat. What are you gonna do with it? You buy it and sell it, guys. You can buy and sell it. It's mutter ba'ana, and that's what good is talking about. But he's not talking about that helps to make it chalav gvinas yisrael. And seeing it alone is not good enough. Or maybe the Aguda holds like the Shitas will hold like Taisus. A Taisus holds that Bizmanas is no Kshash. There's no Kshash to Gvinas Akum. So it could be that good to hold like the Shitas that Taisus is no Gvinas Akum. It's Mutter Bizmanas. That's what he's talking about. Avada is not talking about that Gvinas Akum. And therefore the Shach says, Ain't Kelik Ben Yisrael, Sis Gvino Eloi, Kim Shasachom Gvinas Akum, Kol Gvinas Asru. I feel maybe the sub also. He says, we see, if you put out a sub, it's also. Why? It's a light plug. That made a light plug. Even if you put out a sub, it's going to be also. You know you put out a sub. How do you know? Like we said before, it's not going to taste, or it's a chazak. It's still also. So what's the big maila of having Yisrael go ahead and sing it? And therefore he says, Ein chilek b'rasi yegvinas, alo yechin, kol ha-paisim kasustam, alo yechilek b'vinas, k'moshchot l'chanakim, v'adik b'vinas l'chanakim, osim l'chanakim, v'asurin l'chach, very strongly opposes to this hatter. He says there is no head to the fact that Yisrael sing it, and it's going to be also, and the Stimus HaPaiskim, and there's no Makar from that good. So, kind of have a Machoikis, Rama holds Yisrael's singing is going to be okay, Shach holds it's going to be a problem. How do we pass it? So, the Pesach Yitzchuba brings down Sekat Vav. Maybe Yehuda was Mechriach the Rama, Chinar Mechitziakev, Pritayer, Mechbosh Naminug. First, the Moses is all right, Shach, and I'm Mechrochim. Mr. Bruin, Shin Zainai Tess, brings down the Ramav to like a shach, he brings down the Ramav like the shach, and says that it's enough to go ahead and see it. The Chachas on the other hand goes a little bit more b'ikvas the shach, and he brings down stams like the shach, and he says yish mekilim, and he's a little more cautious for the shach. So I want him. Iker Adin, technically you can make all with Yisrael being sing it. That's Pashas Ramah, the Nevi'im, Mishnah Berurah, that's the Paskin. The Kashrut organizations like to, especially the coins of Mahajan, actually, they like to be Machmir passable and to be cautious for the Shidus HaShach. So, what's ever discussed two Eitzes. One Eitzah was Mashkeh doing it, which is not practical at all. The second Eitzah is seeing it. That's very practical Eitzah. Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, Shach, Machmir.
Seeing the beginning, seeing all of it.
You have to see the mucking and the change process. That's going to be mutter. So Shach has a 38. So Shach has a 38, so that if Yisrael owns it, so if Yisrael owns it, so then that's called Kvinas Yisrael, even though maybe a guy was making the process. But if the Jew owns the actual Gvina, then that's called Kvinas Yisrael, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. What type of kinyan do you need? Because in this Rambam Aleph says they don't need a mamash like a kinyan b'chol gidrei. It says that as long as you make sure they have a kinyan that kipshutei, they won't be chayzer from it, and you have a deal, you have a heskim, then that would be called that you're doing that would be called gvinas yisrael, and therefore it's going to be mutter.
So
what they do is they make. No, they what they do is they buy either the rennet, that's one thing to do, and they make some type of kinyan. What they do, they make some type of kinyan with the factory. They make some type of kinyan with the factory, and right, they only the best kinyan in the world, because right, they'll use such a bet. We have the Ramal watching. So fine, we make up a kinyan, and that's cool. They own it. And therefore, that's the Eifen Tzura'ah, they do it. Now, the Ramah brings down that we see the Gvi as a Gvina of Leroy Chaliva. Unless you see the Gvina and see the Chaliva, Yesh La'at to be the Eved. You might be the Eved. Why? Because you don't do Cheshish Davar Tamei. Me'achash as a Gvina, Svena Chalav. Ki Davar Tamei, any Eimed, it's going to be Tamei. Vada Leroy Chavim, Me'achash as a Daitei Lasso, it's Gvina. The Ramah brings down for the Gvi's history that if you see the, just the milking, just the cheese, you don't see the milking, so that you can make a bidi eved, not like a chila. Why? Because you don't do chesed davar tamei. Why is no chesed davar tamei over here? Because being that you made it into milk, into cheese, sorry, so the goy is not going to put in, the goy will not put in chol of tamei making cheese, like I said, chesheta, this is the thing. So the Ramah says, bidi eved, it can be mekel, and it's going to be mutza. This is if you saw the, you didn't see the milking, and you saw the cheese. In other words, it will be the mitzvah, since this will be, there's a cheese company. They buy milk from all sorts of other companies, which is normal. That's a normal thing which they do. So the question is that game, what is that going to be? Us or not? So in America, if I understand, there are some cheeses, like American cheese is, I mean, I haven't been in a while. American cheese is not chavisa, right?
What?
American cheese now is chavisa?
Yeah.
Olam.
Everything's cheese.
No, there's olam and then there's regular.
Everything's
called Yisrael.
Everything's called Yisrael
now? No, but then they have
like Miller's or something, which is like.
There's the Jewish companies, and there was the two main
Jewish
cheese companies.
There's Olam, there's Gevat, there's like 500.
Miller's is like called.
It's Tanufa.
Yes, sir. When I was growing up, I think that's like, it was just regular. There was regular big blacks of American cheese. It was just regular OU, and it was Chalavak. It was Chalavak.
All the Jewish companies have
it. Yeah. Now they're all Jewish?
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine.
Non-Jewish. If you go into
the non-Jewish one, you go to whatever. Breakstone, which Breakstone? Breakstone doesn't have cheese?
Miller's.
I don't know, whatever. Yes, sir. So what are they doing, basically? So what do you have? They're watching the cheese, the milk they bought from some other companies. So that gets involved in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "B'di'evei lachish k'sherim b'davar tamei." Right? The Ramah says, "B'di'evei lachish k'sherim b'davar tamei," and you could go to be making. And Moshe Shuvah says that let's say you're dealing with chalav stam cheese. So now we have two cheshbonos over here. Chalav stam Moshe Shuvah makes dinsam mutter, but nefesh b'machmer. Make it in the chalav company says it's okay. Elamai would be machmer, but nefesh b'machmer, roi b'machmer. And you know, we spoke about Rikos, we did this ago of Chav Yisrael. We have also over here that if you see the cheese process, or you have, and you didn't see the milking process, or Mus says, B'diavad is going to be okay. Why B'diavad is going to be okay? Why B'diavad is going to be okay? So Moshe says that the Ikr Chash over here, so Moshe's Ikr Chash over here is that we're the great did the Dafka to mix it in. He says, Mechateso, that we're such a thing, and therefore Moshe says, the whole thing is. two bali nefesh, the whole the our maz stam chumra that that's only b'diavad. He says that someone should, you know, why the shita that he's requested for that maybe mixed in. He said, you know, that's not such a stack of shita. Void hochal stam is a b'nefesh achmer. Therefore, do not be machmer to have chalav Yisrael cheese from the tchiras achaliva because it's too bal nefesh. But you don't have to be machmer azaybay. Now, it's not so pashut because the mice in terms of the Ramah. So what's the kukar of the Ramah and what's the Ramah being makel on? So in terms of what the Ramah is being makel on, Ramah is being makel that first Ramah says ain't la'at l'mok have seruva. Number one is Ramah is the only way to have seruva. Top of this halacha. You heichad ruach chaliva actually shlamit tikkas chaliva. Mashi yesh la'at b'diavad plas seruva. So the Shach says in terms of what we makel is that if you came in the middle of the chaliva like we saw that. The whole discussion was in Sif Aleph. So then you can make a b'diavad. It means it's done. If you didn't see the Khalifa, then it has to be Hafsim Ruba. Otherwise, you can't go and be Mako. In Chav Gimel, the Shach was very important tonight. It's Dafka Shekonim and Eskum Gvinas. The Shach says, the only time is Mutter, b'diavad, if you buy a certain amount of Gvinas, or if you Mishkal, you're going if you Mishkal. Ma'achachal of Tamei, any Oymed, anywhere by Dava Tamei. Have a Koina b'mida Asura, if you're buying Chalim, b'mida Asura, then you don't have the Heter. Now, the Shach saying, when's the halater? The halater is, if you buy a certain amount of cheese, so the guy has no revach in putting in the chalav tameh in because it doesn't make cheese. And you're going, and it's not ayman, it's not going to do anything. Therefore, there's no revach. Mashing, if you're buying milk, if the mashing, if you don't have that, then it's going to be also. She's have to know the metzias in terms of, you know, what is the metzias in terms of when the cheese company buys the milk, so they're just buying regular milk, right? What? If there's that milk which they made, that milk is made for, is that regular milk which is making milk and they happen to take some, sell some to the milk factory and some to the cheese? Or it's special run for cheese? You have to know, Pasha, what the Metzias is. Not as I'm sure what exactly what the Metzias is. If the Metzias is that, in other words, the case that I'm also talking about, the guy has milk and he's making cheese, so therefore we can make a bit of it because. It's not, and if you buy some amount of cheese from the guy, so therefore it's not ima. Therefore, he's not going to mix it. If you buy the milk, about the milk is also a chalav akum, and it's going to be a problem. He says, "No, the metzias over here. What are that milk which is sending to the cheese factory? Is there regular milk, or that's milk which is special run for them? You have
not
to know.
Not be in a place
no, it's more than that because you're coming onto the. No, it's more than that. You know, Pekah Mishalah is one cheshvan. It's two separate cheshvan. Even though Pekah Mishalah, you have chishetu. Chishetu. But if the companies are just making it not for cheese runs, then, you know, lav dafka avili. Now, in terms of that, some Makar, the Ramah, so they say the Chor is Tali Rashi Taisvis. What did we say before? Tell you, the guy brings down. What did we say before? Shitas Rashi is that what? That why is Gemini Zaka Masa? Because you put it in Sukhari Chalav. You put it in Sukhari Chalav. That's Rashi. In fact, Taisvis, chishetu. Is a person such a shaita that he's gonna go ahead and mix it in? Why would he do such a thing? So Mechalik Rashi Teishas, do we have to chesh by Gvina? Is the guy gonna go ahead and mix in Chalav Tameh in order to go ahead and do it or not? That's Mechalik Rashi Teishas. So Batsim in the Makara Darva, you know, what is Rashi, what is the Ramah being chesh for? Ramah is saying that Lechadchila, he wants you to be machmer for Shitas Rashi, to worry about me putting Chalav Tameh. But the evidence is be some kind of thesis. You know, that's the Pashup Shad. That's the Pashup Shad in our Ramah. Maybe some other Cheshman. If he says the Shimur Dim Lechadchila, the Pashup Shad is, place him say that the Goyim is more that the Mechalik is Rashi thesis, and therefore he's saying that only be the evidence is going to be much. Because that's the second way over here. Gvin is Akim is Manazeh. Gvin is Akim, Batsam, even though there is no Chashash is Manazeh, but Kubal, like Tosvis, is Osir, Gezeira, Beminion, and therefore Gvin is Akim is going. What? Not like Rashi, so like the Rambam, not like Tosfos. Gvinas Akum is going to be Aser, and even if there's no Chash, it's going to be Aser b'zman hazeh. We'll make something into Gvinas Yisrael. Three options. One option is doing the actual process, doing the Maisa of making it into cheese. That's one option. Seeing it, the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, Lalek Pesach Shuvah, Lalek Meir Meiko, Tchachos Adam, Shach, Armachmer. The third eitz is by owning it, by a Jew owning it, that's going to help, and they make a type of kinyan on it, and that's one eitz. Now, if they only saw the gavina, didn't see the chaliva, Ramah is make it only b'diavad, in that case, What does b'diavad mean? The Shach says that we have some ruba. If you saw tchilas chaliv, if you saw part of the chaliv, and then you make over makom hafsid. Moshe wants to say b'zman hazeh, maybe you can make it because all chesh or mazal or chesh. You're not coming from the goyim. It's not Rashi. This is coming from some other shita which I'm not really pleased for. It's two balei nefesh. And saying that's not so pashtik is a nice, more mukubed al dikwey in the Ramah is telling Rashi Tosfos. I can sing the Cheshbon. What's like with the Yevon and it's only about Nefesh? How am I doing to be marking because of the Cheshbon? You have to know, we said the Hetav of the Shach. The Shach says that's be daft when you're creating the Gevinus of your Mishkel. Can be Bechelah Bezman as the one would not have that. Just one last Shaila. What time is it?
12.
One last Shaila. I'm going to get a cottage cheese. The Shaila is going to get a cottage cheese. Is cottage cheese something which... What do you say? How they make it? It's the exact process is you don't have the moisture in shuva. They don't do maimed it. And as the way it works is you just let it, you let it sit, and the cheese itself will. Ikker reason I asked earlier comes available. That's the reason we're going to answer it. And over here, it's not something you just like leave it around and it curdles by itself, and you don't have to do. You don't need an agent to go ahead to be miming it in order to go ahead and be asked. So Moshe Shuvim Beis Mechaz wants to say that by the Kaddish is being that you don't have to do any Maisa to it. It's not which happens by itself. What's the Lister? Bizman is that. That's Meshim Mutter. How am I we made Bizman is that? We have no reason why Tagging should be Aster. Loi Pluk Chazal, Chazal came along and said anything is going to be Aster, but that's the only thing which needs a miming agent. Kaddish is being that happens by itself. It doesn't need an agent to be miming it. You don't need to put in the rennet into it. So therefore, Ramesha says that therefore it's not in the gzeira, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And there's the only way to plug is a cheese, which normally you're miming it, therefore they answer it. But a type of cheese which the person is not miming it, so Ramesha doesn't have, to be chavisa. Then Ramesha says, let me see, this is they told me they do put some rennet into it. He says, the etzim you don't need to put in the rennet. The etzim would happen by itself. Why they put in the rennet? It just goes a little quicker. That's not to tell us of the etzim cheese, that's just tell us of the moichah should go a little bit quicker. Let's say chiddush. And he's saying, this is not, it's a tevis la moichah, not the sheish la bagvinas, it's yom kredim as earlier. And it's not mitzad that the rennet etzim is a maimed. It's not the etzim maimed. And there's a whole gvinas akim is it's a maimed. Over here, he's saying it's not so much of a maimed. You don't really etzim need it. They're just doing it in order to do quicker and only to say ba'amba. And therefore, he wants to say that la maisa, it would not be aser. Others are chiluk, they say that no, the maisa kaddish cheese, you are putting in rennet, and it has the same gemina to it, and it has the same cheese to it, and therefore it's going to be also. The OU is meiko, they say the minik from based on Rehenke, and Vivalski has a tshuva, and he writes that the minik in America always was from Henke, and from Friedrich, already for 60 years already. You know, the minig was to go out of Mimeko.
It's still in Chalstam.
What do you say?
Well,
still, you're not better than Chalstam. Right. There's the two issues. You have to do every time. Is it Gvinas Akam or not? So he's saying it's not an Isser or Gvinas Akam, and it's not going to be a problem. There's no Gvinas Akam. Now, there's another issue, whether it's Chalisol or not Chalvakam. So that's what we discussed before. That could be by cheese, it's the more Mimeko, right? If you don't see the actual process, so B'diavad. You know, and I'll be telling you that. Fine. Okay, stop here.